Chapter 12. He began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a pit for the winepress, built a tower, rented it out to a farmer, and went on a journey. When it was time, he sent a servant to the farmer to get from the farmer his share of the fruit of the vineyard. They took him, beat him, and sent him away empty. Again, he sent another servant to them, and they wounded him in the head, and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and they killed him, and many others, beating some, and killing some. He had one left, a beloved son. He sent him last to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those farmers said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." They took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. Haven't you even read this scripture, "The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was from the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes." They tried to seize him, but they feared the crowd, for they perceived that he spoke the parable against them. They left him, and went away.